Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a surprisingly simple technique to instantly clear up congested sinuses and a stuffy nose.
Instantly? That's a bold claim. I think anyone who's ever had a cold or allergies is listening very closely right now. So what's the secret?
It's all about targeting the paranasal sinuses and using a specific reflex from the brain. You know, we have four sets of sinuses, the ethmoidal, sphenoidal, frontal, and maxillary. They're all interconnected.
And I'm guessing the ones that cause the most trouble are the ones we can actually feel, right? Like behind the cheeks and in the forehead.
Exactly. The majority of issues are in the maxillary sinus, which is behind the cheekbones, and the frontal sinus. This technique focuses on stimulating the zygomatic bone, that's your cheekbone, and the eustachian tubes.
The eustachian tubes, I've heard of those. They're connected to your ears, aren't they? What do they have to do with the stuffy nose?
They're a huge piece of the puzzle. They connect the back of your nasal area to your middle ear. When they get congested, it's not just about stuffiness. It can cause ear pain, that clicking sound you sometimes get, tinnitus.
Oh, the ringing in the ears, and even vertigo, dizziness.
Yes, even vertigo. It's all connected. But the good news is, opening these tubes up can provide immediate relief. It's shockingly fast.
Okay, I'm sold. I have to know how this works. Walk me through it.
All right, let's do the left side first. You take your right thumb and place it right underneath your left cheekbone. You want to find that little ridge.
Got it. Under the cheekbone. Now what? Just press on it?
You push in and then slightly out, a sort of repetitive motion. While you're doing that, take your left hand, grab the lower part of your left ear, and pull it straight out, horizontally, away from your head.
Wait, at the same time, pushing on my cheek with one hand and pulling my ear with the other? That feels a little strange.
It feels strange, but it works. You hold that position for about 10 seconds. Keep the pressure on the cheekbone and the pull on the ear. You should actually feel that left sinus start to open up. It's a very distinct sensation.
Wow, okay. And then you just switch sides. Left thumb under the right cheekbone and pull the right ear.
Precisely. Same thing, 10 seconds. The creator of this technique, Dr. Mandel, says the majority of people feel some type of drainage or dripping immediately after doing this.
That is incredible. Just from a simple push and pull. But what about the really, really stuffy nose, the kind where you can't breathe through it at all?
Ah, that's part two. This one is even simpler, but it works directly with the brain. You're going to take your fingers and just squeeze your nose completely shut.
Okay, pinching my nose, easy enough.
Now take a deep, deep breath in through your mouth. Tilt your head all the way back and just hold it. Hold your breath for as long as you possibly can.
So just holding my breath with my head back is the trick? It sounds a bit too simple. Are we sure this isn't just a placebo effect or something?
I can see why you'd think that. But it's not just about holding your breath. The combination of holding your breath while your head is tilted back sends a powerful reflex signal from your brain directly to your sinus and nasal passages. The brain basically says, hey, we need air, and tells those passages to open up.
So it's a neurological response. That makes more sense. You're tricking your body into opening things up. How long do you hold it for?
You hold it, hold it, hold it. Keep that head back until you absolutely cannot hold it anymore. Then, as you bring your head back down, you let go of your nose and exhale everything.
And then? Oh, wait. I am sorry.
And then you take a breath in through your nose. The effect is described as being like magic. The airway just opens.
Wow, I have to try that next time I'm feeling stuffed up. So to recap, the cheekbone and ear pull for the sinus pressure and drainage, and the nose squeeze breath hold for the stuffy nose itself.
That's the entire technique. And the best part is you can do it as often as you need to. There's no medication, no side effects. It's just physical manipulation to get your body to do what it's supposed to do.
It's really fascinating how interconnected everything is. The sinuses, the ears, the brain. You wouldn't think pulling on your ear could help you breathe better. But the anatomy checks out.
It's all one beautifully complex system. and sometimes it just needs a little nudge in the right direction. This is definitely one of those techniques worth sharing with anyone who suffers from sinus issues.
Absolutely. It's simple, free, and you can do it anywhere. What an amazing piece of advice.
It really is. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Give it a try, and let us know how it works for you. Make it a great day, everyone. And goodbye for now.
Goodbye.